Looks like my job is on the line, by Anthony Folio. I ran into the boss in the coffee shop. I'm glad I ran into you, he said. I know you're not connected, but I have to tell you news.
Well, what do you mean I'm not connected? I said. I'm kinda in the scene.
He said, you haven't even looked at our new online magazine.
Well, darn, then he had me, and I was on the defense. I worried about this big news. There was too much suspense.
He said, you may not like it, but we hired a new guy.
The boss seemed a little worried. Now let me tell you why. This fellow that he hired, and here's where the boss got nervous, had publicly come out and said he hated Robert Service. And so do I, as a matter of fact, he said, just so as you know. I shook hands with the bossman and said, I really have to go. Now out there on the sidewalk, the snow was trampled down. I had a buzzing in my ears. My heart began to pound. The boss don't like the service style? And same for his new sidekick? Well, what the hell was I to do? Come on, man, that's my shtick. I wandered to the corner across from Bijou Boutique. I have to give them something new, something that's unique. Yes, this was what I was thinking on Franklin Avenue. I'll have to write real poems. They'll see what I can do. So then I strolled into the library. From a dusty shelf I took the family book of best loved poems, opened it up, and took a look. There's this fella, William Wordsworth, who on one caffeine-addled night wrote a sugar-bouncy love poem. She was a phantom of delight. His meter was pretty static, but otherwise he did fine. But then I got to the poet part where he just put words in a line. Let me give you an example. I quote,
transient sorrows, simple wiles, praise, blame, love, kisses, tears, and smiles.
Oh, so that's how you do it, I thought. It seemed pretty simple enough. Use 8 syllables in each line and write about sappy stuff. Thus started my education of the poetry game. When I read on a little further, I noticed another name. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, an apparent giant among his peeps. He wrote about stars, the moon, and wind, and then he rhymed sleep with sleeps. Honestly, that's what was written, his serenade on page 26. I'm only a couple of dozen pages along, but already I'm learning some tricks. Like, maybe I should have Worth in my name. If you want to get ahead in the biz, soak up accolades and fame, you better get a nom de plume, a so-called Worth-y name. Anthony Woolworth Folio. Say, that's got a catchy ring. Anthony Forthwith Folio. Anthony Worth Something. Further along was a poem called Home, and it sure was one of the best. But it was wrote by a lesser-known guy, so named Edward A. Guest. I quote, it takes a heap o' livin' in a house to make it home. A heap o' sun and shatter, and you sometimes have to roam. Well, I guess he's got a technique that he's plumbed up from the shallows to spell a bunch o' words wrong and lose a heap o' vowels. Goodness, I'm not really sure if that's what I want to do. I got no university degree, but at least I passed grade 2. Then I read through some adventure poems, some legends and fantasies, and I must admit not all were good or made some sense to me. Like, take that Robbie Burns guy talking about retreating frae the plough. I don't think I could rhyme with that, even if I knew how. But I have to take this serious for my lifestyle I depend. I've got to write a real poem to invoice Edge for my stipend. So here we go, I'll try it. I'll take one step at a time. I'll remember what John Keel said. It doesn't have to rhyme. So here we go. Feet Street by Anthony Worthless Folio.
Wet shoes, ankles, socks, toes, and feet. Slippery, icy, snowy street. I've walked along this road now almost 25 years. The faces, places, corners, signs are both familiar and foreign. 53rd, 48th Avenue or street, it doesn't matter. My boots know the way. They took away the benches, but there's room on the planters. It's cold now, but Sally Ann gave me new socks.
Well, there. That wasn't too hard. Made it up in half a day. I should probably go see Walter and ask where he bought his beret. I called myself a poet now, not just a versifier. I read my friends a line or two as we stood around the fire. But no one really listened, and they didn't care a bit. I could tell by the look on their faces just what they thought of it. So I'll remain the versifier, and the bosses can kiss my face. If they don't want the service style, someone else can take my place.